There's new backing for the idea that automakers should be producing cars that are more fuel efficient. A report by the National Academy of Sciences says the technology is there to go farther on a gallon of gas, but the study does not answer the tougher question, just how far should Washington go in regulating the auto industry? NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
After months of study, the National Academy panel gave a simple answer to a very complex question. Chairman Paul Portney says there are technologies out there
that, if introduced over the next 10 to 15 years, are capable of producing significant improvements in fuel economy.
Simple enough, all Congress has to do is mandate those increases, which could reduce greenhouse gases and U.S. dependence on foreign oil. Well, not so fast. The auto industry says that when the first gas mileage requirements were passed in the mid-70s, automakers dutifully turned out a bunch of teeny cars with good mileage. The problem, according to Josephine Cooper of the Alliance of Auto Manufacturers, is that those cars just are not all that popular because consumers have their own wish list.
And fuel economy is number 25th on the list. Safety is 6th on the list. So you can see that consumers really are making decisions when they go in, not just the car they're going to buy, but all the attributes that come with that vehicle.
That's why the industry has opposed stiffer mileage requirements and will likely continue to do so as Congress decides whether to act on the report. Carmakers say they've squeezed more mileage out of modern cars, in part by making them lighter. Industry says those light cars are more likely to get squished in a crash. Paul Portney says his committee did find lots of ways of improving mileage without reducing weight.
But it's entirely possible that if fuel economy standards were tightened, that motor vehicle manufacturers might choose to, as a strategy to meet these tighter standards, to reduce weight at least somewhat, in addition to implementing the technological packages that we have identified as being possible.
The connection between vehicle weight and safety is very controversial. Some committee members said fuel-efficient cars can be just as safe. The National Academy study said gas mileage could increase by about 30% overall, but the panel urged policymakers to give the industry time to adjust, 10 to 15 years. Environmentalists like Dan Becker of the Sierra Club say carmakers can and should act sooner.
Because it means that we'll pollute more, we'll guzzle more gas, and we'll increase our reliance on OPEC during the meantime.
The study did not recommend any specific mileage goal, but the panel agreed that sport utility vehicles and minivans should meet the same standards as cars. Right now, SUVs and similar vehicles are allowed to get much lower mileage. Congress may vote on legislation this week that would raise the SUV mileage standard, but the current proposal would only boost standards by about 1 mile per gallon. Environmentalists say this report shows Congress should demand more. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.